When the Hangman Came to Galway, written by Dean Ruxton and read by Aidan Kelly. James Berry sat alone, collar raised and head lowered, chin on his chest. His stocky frame made it hard to become small, but he always tried his best. Travelling was a necessity of the job, not a pleasure. Particularly bad were journeys on the Irish Sea. The job had its pitfalls, you could say, one being an air of grim celebrity that he didn't much care for. It all attracted a special breed of shameless onlooker, the pointer and starer, the penny dreadful addict with a bloodlust, falling over himself to spot the gnarled castaway with an axe on his shoulder. Thankfully, his journey that day had been a peaceful one. No attention had come his way. All eyes aboard his ferry were turned elsewhere. As the vessel chugged slowly over the waves, he could be thankful, at least, that he was homebound this time. The hum of the engine was pierced only by the bothersome wails of a man sitting a short distance away. His complaints had begun in Dublin, and slowly. Now, he was openly remonstrating with the helpless stewards. Passengers, annoyed in the face of a nice journey spoiled, looked on as the man alternated between filling a bucket with vomit and pawing the side of his face. Berry himself was irritated at this point, however, grateful that, for once, he was as good as invisible. The stewards could do little but try to quieten the gentleman, who was apparently suffering through a cocktail of seasickness and a nasty toothache. As the man flailed and agitations steadily rose, from the corner of his eye, Berry noticed an exasperated steward bark a few sentences at the patient and point over the heads of the other travellers in his own direction. The sick man turned, wide-eyed, followed the young man's finger, and ran to Berry's side. "They said you could help," he said quickly through winces of pain. "Can you do anything? What can I do?" "Well," Berry began. His cover now was as good as blown, but he wasn't beyond having fun when the opportunity presented itself. "I'm in the habit of giving drops that could instantly cure you of both the toothache and seasickness," he told the man, who hung on his every word, "but I don't think you'll be willing to take my remedy." The new client pleaded, "Anything." "Very well," said Berry, reaching deep into his coat and plucking out his business card. The man took it eagerly from his pinched fingers. It was an ornate little briefing. Gold borders surrounded a delicate green fern. Underneath, his details. James Berry, executioner. 8 Bilton Place, Bradford, Yorkshire. "As he was a sensitive man," Berry later wrote, "it gave his nerves a shock that was quite sufficient to relieve him of the toothache, and me of his presence for the rest of the voyage."